Welcome to the Evening Booze Hour.
Episode 130. Well, we've gone through another year. Another year. Hi, guys.
Yeah. Hey, all you cats and kittens.
Hey, all you cool cats and kittens.
My favorite new way to greet people.
Oh, it is. It's so good. Hey, all you cool cats and kittens. I just identify with her because she wears a lot of leopard print, but other than that,
our crown is out of control. Why are you wearing that?
It's like the one my daughter got from like the Target dollar section, you know, for like around Halloween when there's just like different little like headbands and stuff.
Do you work at the Renaissance Fair? Like, what is happening?
No shade for the Renaissance Fair, though.
Oh, I
those
love the Renaissance Fair.
Those are legit.
Oh, yeah. Turkey legs.
Wow. Turkey legs.
Turkey legs. And the greyhounds. I always go sit with all the greyhounds and pet them.
But I have, like, a huge correction to make.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Like,
the floor is yours.
Thank you. Last week, I mentioned that Gal Gadot story and about her and like all the other celebrities singing, and everybody hates celebrities now because they're like, you sang a fucking song. Cool. You're not one of us.
Yeah, you're not.
Oh, nobody asked for this. But I refer to her as Gal Gadot 75-ish times with like a 2-minute span.
Thought it was Gadot though too. Never heard Gadot. It's a Rihanna.
Yes. Like if you hear any other celebrity say her name, it's Gal Gadot. And I watched John Mayer's Current Mood last week, and he did a whole GalGadot.com. I don't know. So anyway, and somebody was like, that's not the right way to pronounce it. And he was like, actually, I know that it is. And I trust John Mayer, okay, with the pronunciation of Gal Gadot's name.
He probably knows her. Like, who the hell is, like, chiming in?
He's probably sleeping with her.
Yeah.
Go on.
Yeah.
Well,
I didn't know either. I mean, I've probably in my lifetime said her name just as many times wrong too. So sorry, I guess. Whatever.
It's just like an FYI thing. If you want to feel like you're a celebrity or something, you can call her Gal Gadot and everyone will think you're wrong, but you're not. You're not. Oh, so I just wanted to get that off my chest. I've been thinking about it all week.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Well, speaking of this past week, like we had so much fun at the virtual spa night when we went live on Instagram. Thanks to everybody who showed up for that. I think we're definitely going to do it again, right?
Oh, for sure. I mean, we'll like mix things up. We're not going to do the same thing, but like my face was like a baby's ass the next day. Oh, so good.
Felt so good. And my back felt so much good. Like, the yoga really helped, guys. I hope you enjoyed it.
It was so hot.
Thank you, Priscilla, who took screenshots and sent them to us.
Yes, hilarious. So good. So good.
Yeah, I got pretty drunk, too.
Oh, I'm still hungover. Fact. Yeah.
It was a fun night. A fun, like, hour and a half flew by. Like, are you kidding me?
I know. I was like, what? I thought we were over like 15 minutes. Nope.
Yeah. Instagram's like, nope. Shut it down. It's been more than an hour. Stop rambling. You're not allowed to ramble anymore.
Shut it down. Oh, God.
We're figuring it out. Yeah. But we'll definitely be coming back to you live, I think, during this quarantine. Because, like, whatever. What else are we going to do?
Why the fuck not? Might as well. Another awesome thing to do with your friends if you're like dying for some, you know, video chatting and whatnot. The app House Party is so good. You can like play games with your friends and you're like while you're video chatting. Excuse me.
Yeah, I can't wait to try it.
Yeah, it's so fun. So it's not just like boring old video chat where you're just like talking. It like adds a little. There's like trivia questions and stuff. So that was fun. So I wanted to recommend that because I know a lot of people are starting to be like, okay, we need to like have a group chat, video yeah. chat.
Situation. I know on Zoom you can change your background. I was on one the other day at work and everybody like changed their background to something like, you know, they wish they were doing. So someone was at the beach and someone was at like a vineyard.
Funny.
Yeah, so it was cute.
That is hilarious. I love
it's like
that.
A green, it's kind of like a green screen.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. That's so funny. So clever. Oh my gosh, I'm sorry. I'm like, I don't know. I feel like in these times, starting a little cough is not the best.
No, it's definitely not. But I always just feel kind of paranoid too. Not so much lately. Like today I felt super productive, but the last couple of weekends I've been like, ooh, am I sick? But I think it's like all in my head because then I just get some rest and I feel better.
And it's like allergies. It's just like that time of year. So it's just like, ugh, you do not want to be coughing out in public though, let me tell you. Well, you're getting your essentials. Whew. Crazy, crazy times.
Take care of yourself, people. Wash your hands. Wash your hands. Yes. Let's get a tattoo of it, please.
Yes. Literally wash your face and wash your hands. That's all you have to do. Yeah. So people are having to be like creative during these times of quarantine. Do they not? Like,
oh yeah. I've seen some really creative videos. Like, I'm not on the TikTok, but I've seen a bunch of the TikTok videos that are really funny and creative and ways like parents are getting their kids, you know, to play and, you know, learn and stuff like that too. It's really funny.
Yeah. Oh my God. I love it. I think people are thriving, honestly. Like, I know a lot of people aren't if, like, you're sick. But in general, like, it's kind of.
You're having to, like, down. Think differently, you know, think outside of the box and like you're using different parts of your brain and stuff like that. So, I mean, it's such a hard time. Like everything, I was reading this article and it was like the emotion that everyone is feeling is grief because like they're grieving their lost lives and like what you used to be able to do. And that's why I feel so like heavy and down. But there are some moments where like I actually forget, you know, like what's going on. And I think, you know, just keeping yourself engaged and stuff like that, you know, is the best way to pass the time.
Yeah. And I saw an article, I think I sent it to our EBH account, but it was like people who have been like super productive during like times of pandemics and whatever, who were in like Einstein, like people really were able to like dive into their own thing. You know what I mean? Like, more extensively, I guess, but probably also made them go crazy.
Right. Now's the time to like pick up a skill that you've always wanted to learn or, you know, learn a language or.
Yeah, I was thinking like this you is the time for entrepreneurs. Like,
totally.
People, just normal people at home being like, oh my God, you know what like the world needs right now? And then they just like make it. It's crazy. That's how it happens. It really does.
It's going to be like a whole nother like industrial revolution, but it'll be like a virtual revolution and like
oh my God.
And ... you guys tell me how that story ends.
Finish the ending. So anyway, but yeah, I don't know. So I could not drink tonight. Like, I'm sorry. I'm drinking my smart water. Ooh, if I even smelled wine right now, I would like die probably.
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of that way with the wine as well. So yeah, I also got pretty tipsy after the virtual spa night. And then the next morning, we were cooking like all this weekend, just like stuff to do, I think, has made us want to cook more. So I made breakfast. My husband got stuff from Mimosa. So we had that. And like, so it just kind of continued. So I'm just continuing it because I haven't had a hangover yet. So tonight I am
ride the wave.
Exactly. I saw some quote, motivational quote. It was like, you can't calm the waves, but you can learn to surf.
Oh, cowabunga.
Yeah. So I am having bubbly, you know, sparkling water. It's the raspberry flavor. And I added a shot of Smirnoff watermelon to it. Ooh. So it's just like a nice, refreshing, tropical blend with a little kick.
That's fancy. Fancy pulse.
Yeah. But yeah, the box of wine is like almost gone. It's just.
Yeah. Yeah, I just kept going. I don't know what. I just was like, why did I ever bring the box of wine with me? That was my number one mistake. And I'll never understand why I did it. I'll never understand. Oh my God. Oh, anywho.
So yeah, I mean, I think we just have like a few stories this week. You know, again, like everything is coronavirus related. So it's hard to find kind of like, I'm going to have to go back and do some old reporting, like get back into the in-depth stuff. I think it's going to be time to bring out Olivia Newton-John's fiance disappearance next week.
Would you please? Yeah. I have been dying for that.
I've been saving it for when I have time to like really look into it. So I think that'll be next week, hopefully. But like, I think we both just kind of have like some trendy topics and like stuff that's in the headlines, and just want to make sure you guys like we're aware. There's some like good hearted stuff to lift you up for sure this week. But you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, let's start with one that kind of a downer.
Okay. Yeah, but, I mean, I have a downer one too. But.
Okay. The Olympics are postponed. The Summer Olympics. So. Yeah, all our listeners who were headed to the Olympics, sorry. Sorry about that. I think they're postponing it to next summer.
Oh, so we'll be off a year. Interesting.
Yeah. But then I think they're just going to keep everything like as it was scheduled, you know. Like, I don't think they're going to wait 4 more years till the next.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah, but does that mean like people have less time to train or more time to train?
But they're getting one extra year this year to train.
Yeah, true.
So like maybe they're like, well, whatever, the people last time got an extra year. And I mean, I don't think some of these people, they don't need 3 years. They're like ready to go again the next year. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's true. Crazy.
I mean, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Is it better or worse for them, you know, to do that?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, probably, like, the Olympians who are, like, older would be like, yay, you know, because then it's, like, you're one year older. And for a lot of sports, it's like, you know, you can't go past a certain age, usually, generally speaking. So, yeah, I was kind of surprised, but I'm sure so much planning obviously has to go into that. So,
it's in Japan,
things are, if they're getting a lot better, it's still like, you know, nobody wants to go out.
I think in like Asia, unfortunately, like because of people's rhetoric, like racist rhetoric, you know, is going to be like harder hit too. So it's just like, and the Olympics like bring so many people together, and all the people that are just traveling and tourism, even if you're not like going to the game. So it's just probably better not.
Yeah. So I thought instead of just like, because I guess they could just like cancel it, you know, and be like, well, 4 more years.
Right. So. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's good to postpone. I'm glad people are like postponing things. You know, I think that's still like giving people hope, like in a few months, we're going to get past this and we're going to, you know, things are gradually going to go back to normal.
Yeah, I know. It just seems weird to like I was saying, I think I said last week, when you're watching something that's like current, and you're like, you can't even just like walk into a restaurant anymore and like sit down. Like, how crazy is that?
How much life has changed. Like, just shows that were just filmed, you know, and like,
right. That's right. Exactly. Because like the older stuff, I can like, it doesn't, I don't even think about it because it's like they're using like old ass phones, you know, so you're like, oh yeah, the good old days. Oh my God. So anyway, oh, okay, here's a cute story. So this is something that you sent me, and then I had also seen on Instagram, and probably a lot of you guys have seen it too. It's Tim the cowboy from the Cowboy Museum.
The National Cowboy Museum.
He's so cute. Oh my God, I loved him so much. So the museum had to close because of the coronavirus. So the head of security is in charge of their Twitter account.
Like
And
temporarily during the crisis.
yeah. So he is head of security at this National Cowboy Museum, and
Which
his name
in
is
the article
Tim.
I read, I thought it was funny. Like they did get a quote from like someone in marketing, and I was like, why isn't this guy doing their social media? They
That
actually
is,
have like someone in marketing available.
yeah. Oh my God, that person
But
must be
maybe
so pissed.
because Tim is such a gem, you know, they just knew it would be hilarious.
Yeah, like, if you guys aren't following this, so it's you can follow the National Cowboy Museum. So just look that up, and he tweets, "Hello, my name is Tim, and I'm the head of security for the Cowboy. I have been asked to take on the additional duty of social media management while the museum is closed. I'm new to this, but excited. My team will also continue to protect and monitor the museum. Thanks, Tim. Send." Like, he typed send at the end.
Yeah. He signs off every tweet, Tim. Like,
Thanks,
thanks, Tim.
Tim. Yeah. So I think they're having him do it just because he probably has to be there to check up on
I
it.
think so too.
So
Yeah, he's like
they're like,
probably one of the only people who can be at the museum.
right, yeah, they probably wouldn't want the like marketing guy to have to come down like every day to snap a couple pictures, you know. But so he's taking pictures of like all the different exhibits and sending them out with like hashtags, and his grandkids taught him like to do hashtags, but he like thought he just could write out the word hashtag.
And like each tweet is kind of like a learning curve because he'll be like, oh wait, I realized I did that wrong. Like it's like his thought process. He's like tweeting it out for everyone too. So he's like, let me try that again. You know?
Yeah, one of them it's like Twitter tips, please. Sorry, thought I was Googling that. Thanks, Tim. Oh my God, he's just
It's
so cute.
so
So
wholesome. And like you gotta see his picture because he looks like a cowboy. He looks like a cowboy park ranger. And he's a grandpa.
who else should be like head of security there? This guy. That's it. Like, this is the guy you want to see working at the National Cowboy Museum. Oh, love him.
It
Love
makes
him.
me proud to be American.
Yes. Proud to be an
Tim
American.
does.
Yeah, love this guy. Love
And
him.
the Cowboy Museum is in Oklahoma, right?
Yes. Okay. So, speaking of like cowboys in Oklahoma. Oh my God. The Tiger King. Guys, are you all caught up here on the Tiger King? Because I can't wait any
Am.
longer.
I
I
finally
can't.
am between last time we recorded and now, I've seen it all. I mean, it's just exploded. Like you were kind of like ahead of the pace, I feel like, and now like it's everywhere.
Yeah, dude. Because it's true though, right? Like, you can't explain it, and you're just like, dude, your head is gonna spin so many times.
Yeah,
You
every
can't even,
episode gets
you
crazier
have
and
no
crazier.
idea. You have no idea what is in store for you if you watch this show.
And so
You know,
what did I send you about Cardi B? What was I didn't like read the whole article, but like she's helping Joe Exotic's case or something like that.
she wants to get his like case appealed because she's like, Carol Haskin, Carol Baskin freaking fed her husband to the fucking tigers. This woman should be in
My
jail.
God.
Joe Exotic. Yeah, dude.
Do
Cardi
you think
B.
she did? Do you think she fed her husband to...
Of course.
You did, have you?
Have you seen this woman's soul through her blank stare eyes, her dead
moral crown.
Cold, dead eyes? She is the exact type of woman who would put her dead husband through a meat grinder and feed it to her pet tigers.
I definitely think she's like a sociopath for sure, but I think her husband, like, he was a millionaire, he had so many resources, like, I think he could disappear if he wanted to. It's weird that, like, he didn't take all his money though, but
yeah, but she's not, he probably and her new, oh my god, her current husband, isn't he something? Yeah.
But, like, oh, the old husband also, like, remember, he, like, had this whole family. They had no idea anything was wrong. And then one day he was just like, hi, this is, like, my new girlfriend, Carol, you know? So, like, there is something, like, you know, I feel like he's good at, like, disguising stuff.
Dude, for sure. For sure. Oh, yeah, anyway.
He's like, inside for sure. I mean, and Joe is off the rails, and... Yeah. We have a BuzzFeed quiz that we'll share with you later that, you know, gets to the heart of it.
Yes. And the only light of, like, my day at certain times is if I see a good Tiger King meme.
Yes.
Like, really brings a smile to my face.
Yes.
Every single, like, the one where Trump is, like, whispering to Jared Kushner about, like, like, the world saying... like,
yeah, release the tiger documentary.
Yes, Trump is whispering to Kushner, release the tiger documentary. Oh, and everybody forgot yep. about coronavirus. I literally did. I didn't think of it once while I was watching this. Whew. So I think it is the government.
It's just conspiracy, like, now. Truth is stranger than fiction sometimes, and it, like, totally proves that.
Yeah. So please get caught up, because I can't not speak about it without just, like, going off and giving total spoilers.
I feel like there could be, like, a whole other season. Like, I feel like it could continue with all these, like, people getting involved and, like, how passionate everybody is.
Exactly. He's going to get out, and she's going to get... You know what, too, about her? I'm sorry. You're, like, all against people having animals in cages, and her whole place is tigers in cages.
Like,
but
thing.
She called it a sanctuary instead.
Yeah. And she, like, used to breed them. Like, that's been proven. Yeah. So, yeah, you're already a phony.
Yeah, a fake and a phony. I literally hate her.
Cool cats and kittens.
But they do such a good job in the documentary of, like, 1 minute you will be like, oh my god, Joe Exotic is, like, the biggest dirtbag of them all. And then they'll show, mm-hmm. like, a thing about Carol Baskins. And and then you're like, no, she is the evil one. And then they go talk about, like, Doc Antle. Or what do they call him?
Yeah.
Sharab or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Doc Antle. Oh, my god.
Oh, I can't.
It's also like, how do they all find each other? It's funny because, like, they are so specific, these people. Like,
they're characters, but real life.
Yeah, like,
people.
How do they all find each other and, like, even exist?
It was the perfect storm. The perfect storm. And now it's the end of the world, so.
It's really incredible. But yeah, so I finished that. Thanks for the recommendation. Definitely worth my time.
Yeah, it really is, honestly. At some points you're watching going, what the fuck am I doing with my life? But then just wait, it's all worth it. So worth it. Oh god. Oh, anywho, I did actually find that article about, it's like 5 people who were amazingly productive in quarantine.
Oh, nice.
So one of them, who happens to be my 12th great grandfather, William Shakespeare, as we all know, famously I am of the William Shakespeare bloodline. Literally,
I feel like we've definitely discussed that on this podcast, like, back in the early days.
Yeah. In case you didn't know, I will send you personally a picture of my brother to prove that I am related to William Shakespeare. Because one of my brothers looks fucking identical. Like, it's actually freaky. It's Freaky Friday. Okay. Okay, so William Shakespeare, my grandpappy, as I like to call it, wrote King Lear in quarantine.
Oh, okay. Yeah, if I wanted to write a book, now's the time. Do it.
Yeah. Yep, it says King Lear is exactly the type of exaggerated story you'd expect to see spread during a wild news cycle. Shakespeare was an actor and shareholder with the King's Men troupe. Blah, 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 blah. After weeks when the... So in the 17th... Let's see... Okay, so the bubonic plague forced London theaters to close in the early 17th century. The official rule was that after weeks, when the death toll exceeded 30, public playhouses had to shut down. This meant that the theater industry was paralyzed for much of 1606, when the plague returned to the city. After suddenly finding himself without a steady job and lots of free time, Shakespeare got to writing. He composed King Lear, Macbeth, and Anthony and Cleopatra before the year was over. Oh, wow. A lot.
Well, and it's also nice to remember that, like, we've been through pandemics before and, like, things have continued on, you know?
Yeah. 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 And it does give people time to, like, I guess, think outside the box and, like,
get
ideas out there. And then another one is Sir Isaac Newton. Something about his theory of gravity. I guess he came up with the theory of gravity during a quarantine.
Wow.
Edward,
that's important.
The famous artiste, the Scream painter. Mm-hmm. He didn't just witness the Spanish flu pandemic change the world around him. He contracted the disease around the beginning of 1919 while living in Norway. But instead of becoming one of its many victims, Munch lived to continue making great art. As soon as he felt physically capable, he gathered his painting supplies and began capturing his physical state. Self-portrait with a Spanish flu shows him with thinning hair and a gaunt face sitting in front of his sick bed. Interesting.
Wow. That is interesting.
Awesome. And then there's just a couple other, like, Italian people, writers, and whatever. I don't know.
I mean, if anybody wants to look into it, People has a running list of celebrities who have tested positive for the coronavirus. So, like, if you're interested to see who might, you know, be productive and, you know, come up with some great art in the next couple of months, check it out.
Yeah, but did you see that the Queen's, man or whatever has tested positive?
Yeah. And Charles and the Prime Minister, these people who are, like, celebrities, kind of, because they are meeting so many people, talk show hosts, you know, people who are running governments, like, people that are going to movie premieres. It's.
I know. Oh my god, the monarchy is going down. This is
God save the Queen.
Meghan and Harry left just in the nick of freaking time,
and they moved to LA during a pandemic to, like, what is about to be probably the next epicenter, like, after New York. It's like, what, just wait in Canada for a couple months.
Why didn't they stay in Canada? Oh my god,
I don't know. And, like, I read something about taxes, like, they're going to have less taxes in the U.S. Or in California, I guess. Which is strange because I think they have a lot of taxes here. But anyways, maybe not if you're, like, their rich status.
Yeah, it's weird. Well, maybe because also, like, Meghan's actually a citizen of America.
Maybe they, yeah, it's just easier right now too, you know.
You're like a citizen of the world, Prince Harry, right?
Prince, yeah, absolutely.
Call him Prince. Can't call him Prince anymore. Sorry.
Harry, citizen of the world. It'll do instead. I feel like that's something like Prince, the artist, would change his name to. Citizen of the world.
It's good. Dude, I would love to be a citizen of the world. That would be like right. Compliment better than Prince. Yeah.
Oh yeah. I think. Absolutely. I would too. What do you want to be when you grow up? A citizen of the world. Citizen of the
world. Yes. Exactly. Exactly. Do I have anything else to rant about? Oh no. What else really pissed me off this week? I don't know. I've been like really like fine, I feel like.
That's good. Today was like I felt so productive. Like finally for the first time, I like went for a run. I did all the stuff I've been putting off. I cooked some more. Like, you know, we're recording the podcast. So I'm just like, that's a lot of stuff for today.
That's good. It's you need one of those days, you know.
I have been like so like a slug for like two weeks for real. So it just felt good. And the sun is finally out. So
that makes such a huge difference. Honest to God. Such a huge difference. That's probably why you've just been like so bumming around because it's so
cool. All right. Well, do you have any more little tidbits you want to touch on?
I don't think so.
Well, the one I have is kind of pandemic related, but it should put a smile on your face. So this is like a boozy article, which is why I was drawn to it because it would be perfect for this podcast. But Busch, the beer company, is offering 3 months of free beer to anyone who fosters a dog during the coronavirus pandemic.
I feel like a lot of people are doing that. Like people who are single and they're just like home. That's like a huge trend right now.
Yeah. My boss just got a dog and like his dog had died like earlier or last year, you know, so he was kind of waiting for the right time and now's the right time, you know.
Perfect. Oh my God, I love that so much.
Busch, I mean, this quote from Busch says it all. It says, social distancing is better with a furry friend by your side and a cold beer in your hand.
Oh my God, I will never drink a Busch beer, but good for you. Sorry, not my favorite. Like, if I was still in college, sure.
Right.
It'll do. It will do.
Yeah, exactly. Someone else go foster and get the beer. But yeah, so, you know, and like, I guess they are really in need of foster parents right now because of the social distancing and people aren't like, you know, adopting on trend like they normally are doing.
Wow.
So Busch is hoping to further incentivize potential pet owners to welcome a new pup into their homes during the pandemic. Between now and April 22nd, the beer brand will give free 3 month supply of drinks to those who adopt or foster a dog through the Midwest Animal Rescue and Services.
Okay. So it's through a specific.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Rescue place. Okay.
Yeah, they implemented the initiative in response to animal shelters and rescue centers closing to visitors to prevent the spread of novel coronavirus. So they also donated $25,000 to MARS, Midwest Animal Rescue and Services, to help find animals loving homes across the country.
Oh my God, I bet those dogs are all gone already.
I know. And so, yeah, they're just, you know, people are sheltering in place at home. They're getting kind of stir crazy. A pet helps you get up and get out and like is good for your mental health.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. So this person said fostering feels good to be able to do something that's positive. Was a family in San Francisco. They said that we know there are people who are sick and out of work, but you can't go out and help. You can't do much about it directly. It feels good to actually do something. You know, puppies are really cute. So
that's like the perfect way to say it, you know, because it is like a lot of people are like, I get, but like, you know, the medical people would be like, just like staying home, that's enough. Like, that's exactly what we want you to do, is just stay home. Like, that is what you can do to play your part in this. So,
but you feel like you need like a purpose too, you know? Exactly. Yeah,
exactly. Because when you're just sitting there, like, okay, like all this shit's happening and I'm not doing anything. And so that is perfect. Get a little puppy.
Yeah. And get some beer.
Yeah, exactly. And who the hell doesn't love free beer? Unless it's Bush. I'm just saying. I really want to drink it. I'm sorry.
Other Bush news in this article, this was very random, but apparently the family behind Bush Beer recently launched a reality show that premiered on MTV earlier this month. So you can also watch them when you're in quarantine. They have a 10-episode series called The Bush Family Brood.
What?
Yeah. And it like follows the family and like what their lives are up to on their over the top 700-acre estate. It's on MTV, and it basically says the new generation of founders and original owners of the iconic brand includes Father Billy Bush Sr., great grandson of Beer King Adolphus Bush, his wife Christy, and their 7 children ranging in age from 12 to 28.
Yeah, isn't one of them like really crazy?
I have no idea.
I don't know. I feel like this is ringing a bell, but I haven't watched an MTV reality show since, like, I don't know, Road Rules.
I watched one episode of the Lohan one, the one that came out recently. I was in a hotel, so it was on.
Oh my God. Wow.
Yeah, that was the last one I did, though. But yeah, so the Bushes, they're on MTV. They're helping them. You know, good for them. The other thing I saw in the news, I don't know, I just feel like maybe FYI I should tell people, because sometimes these things are getting, like, lost right now with all the coronavirus coverage. But Grim Sleeper, serial killer, his name is Lonnie Franklin. He had been in custody in California, and he just died in his prison cell. And so I feel like the Grim Sleeper is, like, one of the ones that I've probably definitely heard on, like, My Favorite Murder or some of those other podcasts, you know? Like, it's just...
Yeah.
I don't know the story per se off the top of my head, but I'm, you know, I know that name, and I've, you know, I'm sure I've heard it before. And so when I was reading this article, it definitely came back to me more. So Lonnie Franklin Jr. was the Grim Sleeper. He was 67. He died in his cell. He was found unresponsive last Saturday evening around 7:20, and he was in San Quentin. There's no signs of trauma, and, like, they don't know why he died at all. So he just died.
What?
Yeah.
Okay. This sounds like a cover-up already.
I mean, maybe it was, like, a heart condition or something. You know, I don't want to do speculation. Yeah. But so they're going to do an autopsy. It just hasn't been done yet. But, like, everyone's pretty shocked. But, you know, like, now he was awaiting trial. So also, are we not getting justice for, like, the crimes that he committed? He was arrested back in June 2016, and he was supposed to be put to death on all counts for the murders of 10 women during a 23-year killing spree that began in 1984. Yeah. And apparently there was also another woman who survived, and she was able to, like, testify against him, and her case was, like, 27 years ago. But his victims were always very young, vulnerable Black women who lived in South Los Angeles and, like, usually struggled with drug addiction. And, yeah, that sounds familiar, right? And then their naked bodies would be dumped in filthy neighborhood alleyways and left to rot under garbage and debris. And they were always, like, shot close range with a .25 caliber pistol or strangled or both.
Yeah. I think I saw, like, you know, something like an Unsolved Mysteries about this. You know what I mean? Like a reenactment type. Something like, I don't know, where they're trying to portray, like, the actual case of this. But but the name, wait, what's his name again?
Lewis Franklin Jr. Oh,
his, like, nickname?
Oh, Grim Sleeper.
Grim Sleeper, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
That is a creepy-ass name.
Yeah, and so I guess his cases, the case remained cold for decades until the LAPD realized that seven of the killings in the 80s were linked through DNA and ballistics to deaths that were in 2002, 2003, and 2007. So, like, these 80s cases, they, like, connected the DNA to him. And then Franklin's DNA was not in the CODIS database, but they finally caught him in July 2010 through familial DNA testing after his then 28-year-old son, Christopher, was arrested for carrying a weapon in the summer of 2009 and had to give a DNA swab.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Wow, there are so many criminals from, like,
the familial DNA.
Wow.
Like, like, your kids can never get in trouble. Your cousins can never get in trouble if you're a murderer out there.
Yeah, dude. These murderers better not sleep on, like, freaking DNA testing these days. They're like, why is Uncle Eddie so against us doing 23andMe?
Yeah. I
because
know. Well,
he's a serial killer. That's exactly why.
And so once they figured out that his son was related, you know, and the DNA was connected, detectives followed Franklin to a pizza place in Buena Park. And as he was finishing his meal, a detective who posed as a busboy collected a fork, two plastic cups, a plate, and a pizza slice left by him. And after that, you know, they had all the DNA they needed to, like, come back to a match. So
love to see it.
I love it. The detective was a busboy. I love it. It's like just like a movie.
Yeah, that is great. God.
Yeah. So he died mysteriously. No one knows.
When DNA, we'll find out more. Was like just getting like, oh, okay, DNA like is a real thing. Man, they would try to collect everything. It was crazy.
Yeah.
They'd like diving in people's like garbage.
I just feel like it also costs so much to do, you know, so like you want to make sure that you have enough to test and, you know, so like they'll wait for like the right opportunity.
No. Oh, God. And that's how they got the Golden State Killer, too. Like,
yeah, I feel like that's what set this like all off.
DNA, and then they took like one of his soda cans that they watched him throw away or something. His direct DNA.
Yeah, they always say like cigarettes are the best.
Wow. Good. Okay.
So, yeah, just wanted to let you know about that in case you missed it in the coronavirus headlines.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing else. Like on my feed, I like try to look for like, it's just they don't come up.
All right, well, I guess that means it's time for our BuzzFeed quiz. And, of course, we had to, like, bring it back to kind of the theme of this week, like everybody's theme of this week, I feel like. Yeah. Our nation's outside of the coronavirus, like, what else has been going on? Tiger King.
Fucking Tiger King. It all leads back to Tiger King. Premium content out there. Anywho, BuzzFeed quiz, of course, is about Tiger King. Quiz is, which Tiger King character are you? So, there are many a character this fine cinematic.
You know, it's really an ensemble cast. It really is. I mean, Joe and Carol are obviously, like, the leads, but everybody comes in strong.
I mean, one character, remember the guy who comes in from, like, Vegas wearing, like, all the Ed Hardy?
Yeah.
That guy, what a scumbag.
Oh, yeah. And, like, he's like, my wife has a girlfriend.
Yeah. I just, wow.
Oh, I know. And, like, why does John Finley, like, never wear a shirt in any interviews? Like, I don't understand.
They told him they wanted it to be, like, you know, they were like, yeah, definitely, like, take your shirt off for, like, the sex appeal. They did it to, like, make him. But did you see he got new teeth?
Oh, no, but good. Good for him.
He got new teeth. Apparently, oh, God, now I can't think of his name. David Spade. Apparently, on David Spade's Instagram, he's been interviewing each cast member.
Oh, my God. David Spade is working so hard to get cast as Joe Exotic in the Hollywood movie. Yeah,
he's interviewing, like, all the people from it.
Oh, and my God.
He came on and told him that Netflix, you know, the producers were like, yeah, you should definitely not have a shirt on. And so he's like, okay.
Oh my God, that's so funny. Because I'm, yeah, I'm like, that just boggled my mind. I'm like, why is this man not wearing a shirt?
Yeah. Netflix money now. So he's got himself some tea.
So. Good for him. Good for him. Okay, well, so let's reveal what character we are. Do you want to go first or do you want me to go first?
Okay. Whatever. I'll go first.
Okay.
I got someone unexpected. Someone who I, in the many cast of characters, never once would have thought that he would be a possible answer. So I'm talking about none other than my body double, Sif Fritz. And you're asking, who the fuck is Joseph Fritz? Well, he was, like, the one disheveled attorney.
Mm-hmm. Who was
so just, like, verklempt about everything. Is the best way to describe it.
Yeah. No, he's an unsung hero, really. I mean...
Hero, he was just not having anything.
He was, I mean, like, I would be so nervous if I were a lawyer hanging out with any of those people. So I feel
sweating, profusely sweating, huge boobs. He's like, literally, I could play him in the movie. Okay, but it says here, you are weary of pretty much everything. Nothing makes you comfortable. You probably get nervous sweats walking through a Bed Bath and Beyond, which I do. I do get nervous. There's too many things.
Yeah, there are some stores like that that make me just so nervous. Like,
oh, my God. There's too many things. Yeah. I can't with that store.
That is a good one. Like, I thought this quiz was only Joe and Carol. I didn't realize, like, it was other characters, which is amazing. Right. It's an ensemble cast.
Yeah. I wanted to get Doc Antle.
Oh, I know. He's kind of, like, my fave, I think.
He is, like, he's horrible also, but, like...
Oh, he's always like, what's the shot? What's the shot? What do you want me to do?
Yeah, and apparently he was in the background of Britney Spears' iconic... one V-Ray performance.
I've seen a few screenshots of that today.
Yep, Doc Antle in the background with a tiger. Handling a tiger.
He has long black hair, though, not his luxurious blonde hair.
Yep. And apparently his son has, like, a huge Instagram, like, celebrity. He's like an influencer.
Oh, okay.
Tigers and shit. So he's, like, next gen, you know, Tiger King.
Wow. It's like a legacy.
James. Yeah. So anyway, okay. So that was my person. So did you get a main character or someone obscure like Joseph Fritz?
I got a main character. I got the one, the only, Joe Maldonado Passage Exotic.
Is that what it says?
No. It just says Joe Exotic.
I was gonna die if it said that, because that is such a good edit. Oh my god, you got the man, the myth, the legend. Wow.
Yeah, I don't know if I should be like offended or happy, but
what does it say?
So it says, everything is great as long as everything is great for you.
I love that. That is Joe Exotic in a sentence, period.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So it says, you have a fun, approachable vibe, but the moment things start to go sideways, you look for the first tiger you can get your hands on and hightail it somewhere in Florida. You also probably have an up-and-coming career in country music.
Yes. Get in while it's hot.
I did get I Saw Tiger stuck in my head, like, earlier this weekend.
Oh, God. Lyrical genius. Unbelievable.
The videos, honestly, when I heard about them in the podcast, like, I envisioned them to be so much crappier than they actually are. They're, like, actually kind of good. You know, like, the quality is impressive.
Yeah, you're like,
they're super cheesy, but I'm like, oh, this is better than I thought.
It's like legit, almost.
Like, yeah.
Legit. Yeah.
So you weird.
You really have to see. You have to see. It's something. It's a vision. It's something to behold.
Well, we will obviously post this quiz in our this BuzzFeed quiz in our show notes, and you can find out who your Tiger King alter ego is. Maybe we should do that for like one of our live events, come as like a character from Tiger King.
Yes. Oh, that is brilliant. Literal genius.
Genius.
Look at you. You are thriving in quarantine. You are so Shakespearean.
Maybe that's it. Well, we will keep you posted. We're definitely going to have more live events. And just follow the Instagram to, you know, find out when and what the theme is going to be. And, yeah, that's all the news that's fit to drink this week.
Yeah, see ya.
Signing off.
Hang in there. Hang the fuck in there. Bye.